Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. No matter what grade is taught, professors and teachers are always looking for new ways to engage their students. Washington State University's A.G. Rudd tells us how Albert Schweitzer's philosophy of life influenced his way of teaching.
If people know about Albert Schweitzer at all, they picture him as a kindly white-haired doctor in a pith helmet who worked in the African jungle. They may have heard that he won the Nobel Peace Prize. They probably don't know that he did something very radical. At age 30, he left a comfortable life as a European pastor, scholar, and musician. He became a physician and established a hospital in West Africa, where conditions were so harsh his wife couldn't stay with him. Schweitzer's famous hospital in Lambarene, Gabon still exists, but he only saw it as what he called an improvisation. That is, an example for others, but not something meant to be copied. Schweitzer's hospital was more like a community, and those who came to be treated brought family members and cooked their own food. I explore how Schweitzer promoted an attitude that he called reverence for life. The phrase encompasses not only respect, but also a sense of awe and a deep understanding of nature and human beings. I develop an idea based on Schweitzer's reverence for life that I call practical reverence in education. Schweitzer reminds us that it is impossible to know anyone fully or completely. There is always more to learn about a person one encounters. One of the prime ways of exhibiting practical reverence in education is for teachers to just listen to their individual students. Careful listening enables a teacher to learn how to best teach each individual person. Schweitzer said often, "The school will be the way," where many others could appreciate his philosophy of reverence for life and show it in practical ways that affect how we teach and how we learn.
That was Washington State University's A.G. Rudd. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.